We all get stuck. Stuck on the phone. Stuck on the train. Stuck in the middle with you. It's one of those simple truisms that exist all around us. Sometimes we don't even realize we're sinking until the quicksand is past our shoulders. We finally try to squirm, but it's too late. Tonight's story is about a young woman who is stuck in a lot of places. Places that might seem all too familiar to you and I. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents our season finale, It Is What It Is, a DTC radio story by Lily Wariner.
It was terrible, Sam.
Ooh, tell me.
No, I mean terrible.
Got it, terrible.
No, I mean really terrible.
Okay, really, really terrible. Tell me.
So we meet in Thompson Square Park. He lives in Brooklyn, and it's easy for me to stick to the east side.
Brooklyn? But that's like long distance.
I know, but whatever. He picks Thompson Square Park. I assume that's just where we're meeting, and then he'll decide where we should go, since, you know, I picked the place last time. So I get there. Do you want a drink?
Actually, I brought one.
Oh, thank you. Let me...
Keep talking. I'll open it.
So I get there and we start walking around the park. We're chatting, so it doesn't become clear until we get to a grassy part of the park and he sits.
Did you want a glass?
No, I mean, yes. I mean, he sits and he pulls a crumpled brown paper bag out of his jacket and says, I figured we'd just sit here and drink together if that's okay. And then he takes a swig.
Wait. What?
Yeah, I mean, like, what?
Here. Of alcohol?
Yes, of alcohol. I think it was whiskey.
That's ballsy. Mm. He was just drinking straight out of the bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, at least make it look like a soda or something.
Right?
Drinking out of a brown paper bag makes it look like you're homeless.
It's a fine line.
So what did you say?
I don't even remember. I think I was just going with it, albeit confused, until he started talking about his philosophy.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. His philosophy is that he's trying to enjoy life while spending absolutely no money at all.
But we live in New York.
I know, it's insane.
Like, that's actually impossible. I mean, sure, give it a shot, but it's impossible.
Impossible, but also, like, from a date standpoint, I want to be taken out.
Absolutely.
What sucks is that he's great. He's really funny and definitely more mature than most people I've dated, but that's weird, right?
Weird, but also good luck with that philosophy, man.
Oh, Jesus. And I invited him out again because I figured, you know, why not? And he said he couldn't because he doesn't have any money right now. Go figure. So then I offered to take him out for a drink and he immediately said yes.
What?
I know.
Wait.
So transparent.
How old is he?
31, I think.
31? Shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, go, but after that, if there's no progress, shut it down. He's way too old for that. Can I smoke in here?
Yeah, just open the window.
Do you want one?
Yeah, not right now.
I just think people are so weird. Every single person in this world has their own preferences, their own weird, annoying things that they do. Creepy shit that they like to do in bed. It's amazing to me that any two people that are compatible find each other at all. Even if you get past the first few dates and you're making the decision to accept all of their weird shit, or you haven't fully realized just how weird they are yet, you then have to start meeting their friends and accepting all of their friends' weird shit.
Say weird shit one more time.
I think I'm feeling the wine. I had a glass before I came over.
Yeah, you're fine. Have more.
Thanks. But you know what I mean? There are so many people in this world, and if you're not feeling it already with this guy, it's not the end of the world. The amount of energy you've put into this already to accommodate this guy's philosophy,
it is what it is.
If you're starting a relationship at this level, it's only going to lead to resentment and lack of respect. How could this person be the one?
I'm going to die alone.
No, you're not.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably.
Well, then me too. At least we have each other.
Yup. God.
This wine is terrible.
It really is.
I only had $7.
It is what it is.
So, what do you do for work?
I sell advertising space for large companies.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Uh-huh. You have a real job.
I do, indeed, have a real job.
Do you have an office you report to, or can you work from home?
Mostly an office, but once in a while, I do get to work from home.
I don't know if I'm disciplined enough for that.
To work from home? It's not too bad.
Cool. So, how does one get into selling ad space to large companies?
My brother got me the job. He's kind of my boss.
Oh, right. Oh, wow. I see.
So what do you do for work?
Well, so I went to college for acting. And I'm trying to audition as much as possible, but to make actual money, I work a few nights a week in a restaurant and I nanny on the side.
Well, that's nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not ashamed. Just, you know, it's not what I really want to be doing. I mean, the actual business of acting sucks. And the only people I know who are working have rich parents or are related to some asshole in the business who can get them work.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. Some of it's deserved. Like I'm sure you're totally qualified for the job. It just seems like nepotism is at an all-time high these days with everything, really. No offense. And I love acting. I just think the farce of networking and it's not what you know, but who you know is bullshit. Sorry. I try not to sound bitter. I'm really not.
Well, have you ever thought about getting an agent?
Oh, boy.
Did I say something wrong?
No. I'm sorry. It's just always so funny to me when people say, like, have you thought about getting an agent? Like, of course I've thought about getting an agent. I've been trying. Oh. Sorry. Oh, I don't know why that was so funny to me. Anyway.
But where are you from originally?
Here. But wouldn't you be concerned if I'd gone through college, spent $200,000 earning an acting degree, and left school not knowing that getting an agent was a thing?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Sorry, I guess most of the people I know are doing the same hustle I'm doing, so I forget that people might not know the deal.
Well, if money and work wasn't an issue, ideally, what would you be doing? What are you interested in?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly. I'd like to work enough as an actor to live comfortably and still have time to travel and focus on photography, maybe do some writing. Actually, I just don't want to do a 9-to-5er where I'm bored out of my mind living for the weekends where I get hammered in Turtle Bay with a bunch of my sorority sisters, assuming I was actually in one, only to return Monday morning just to prove to my boss and my family that I can move up in the company and retire at 60. Meanwhile, I've become an alcoholic in order to drown out the devastating fact that I've wasted my entire life doing something I couldn't give a shit about. But at least I have some kids and a house and a set of golf clubs. I just assume most successful people like to golf. Do you want another glass of wine? Thanks for having me over.
Yeah, no problem.
I really needed this.
Uh-huh.
My date was just the worst.
Oh, Alice, good that you're dating again.
You jealous?
No, I'm just saying, I'm glad you're getting out there.
Fuck you.
I'm serious. keep doing that.
Right there.
Yeah, right there. Oh, yeah. Definitely right there.
I didn't think I'd see you again.
Oh, why'd you say that?
You didn't seem that into my drinking in the park idea. Did that bother you?
No.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
It bothered you, I can tell.
Well, sort of.
I get it.
You do?
I mean, I understand why it might come across as strange.
Oh, God. You feel so good. Have you fucked anyone since I last saw you?
Why do you want to know?
Oh, I'm just asking.
I thought you didn't care.
I don't. I'm just curious.
Well, maybe I have.
But I bet they didn't fuck you like this. Turn over.
Well, can I be honest with you?
Of course.
I don't know how you can live in New York and date and expect to not spend any money. It seems less strange, but more just cheap.
No.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. You're entitled to your opinion. If I may at least attempt to explain.
I'd like that.
Well, it's less about money and more about not paying to have an experience. I refuse to believe that two people have to spend money in this city that is rich in culture and community in order to get to know each other. Rather than a financial investment in a person, I'm putting in an energy investment. Or like an intellectual or emotional investment.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, I'm getting tired. Okay, get on top. Okay.
That sounds insane.
I know, but it's true. I'm putting good energy out into the world, and in return, I have faith that things will work out. Karma, basically. But I'm not religious. I'm actively trying to put it out there. And I'm not just sitting at home, hoping for the best.
Right.
So, yes, I'm at this point where I'm about to be 31 and this city is making me poor as fuck. And I can't really seem to find a way to pay for it all, which isn't exactly how I imagined things would go. I still managed to meet you. I'm not sitting at home complaining about it, wondering why people who are less qualified than I am are getting the better jobs, or why my family doesn't exactly support my choices. I am trying to put a positive message out there. I think it's something I realized when I turned 30. Life is too short and life is hard. Why would you deny yourself the opportunity to connect with someone that you like? And to be honest, I do like you.
You do?
Yes.
Even though I just called you cheap.
All right, who's a dirty girl? Say it!
No!
Come on!
Oh, fine. I'm a dirty girl.
Yeah, you are. Beg me to punish you.
Seriously?
Beg!
Punish me.
I want you to really mean it.
Fine. Punish me, please.
Jesus Christ!
Just don't leave a mark, okay?
I think I can forgive that.
What are you doing?
I was going to kiss you.
Oh, right, sorry.
Is this new for you?
Why don't we do this when we're dating?
I didn't learn this until after we dated.
Whatever, just keep doing that.
Is what new for me?
Dating.
Yes, I mean, no, yes, kind of.
We can wait.
No, I'd like you to.
Okay. Relax.
Okay. That was nice.
Oh shit, I'm gonna come! Fuck. We really need to stop doing this.
I'd like to see you again.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
But let me remind you, that's what you said the last time.
I know, but I mean it. You know, we both need to move on.
Can you just enjoy this for 2 seconds?
I've enjoyed it. I'm enjoying it. I just always end up feeling guilty afterward.
Why?
Because sometimes when you want to hang out, I don't want to hang out, you know? You get sad and then I feel bad.
I'm fine. I understand what this is.
I used to think that. Now I don't know.
You're overthinking this whole thing.
I don't know.
We're two adults who used to date, who still like to F each other. That's it.
Sometimes it feels like we're dating again.
Well, maybe that means something.
It doesn't. I'm going to bed.
Okay.
Thanks for the, please don't tell anybody about this.
Who you want me to leave?
It's just that I gotta get up in the morning and
it's late.
I'll call you an Uber.
It is what it is.
You've reached Ben. I'm not here right now. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Hey, it's me. Sorry it's so late. I had a terrible date tonight and wanted to see if you were around. People are the worst. Call me back. I'm on my way up to our neighborhood. Love you. Hey, just a loop around the reservoir. I'm sore today.
Why are you so sore?
I had that date last night.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot.
I called you after.
I know. I'm sorry I missed it.
What were you doing?
It went to bed early. So tell me, how was it slash he?
I don't kiss and tell.
That is a lie, but high five, girl. Tell me about it.
It was pretty terrible. The date, not the sex.
Oh, well, can't win them all, I guess.
He's in sales or advertising or something. I don't know. His brother got him the job, which annoys me a little less when it's not in the acting business, but I guess the whole world is just like that these days. I mean, at least it's something stable.
Right? Maybe he likes it.
Maybe. Seemed boring.
Okay, but where'd you go? Is he tall?
Tall-ish. We went to V-Bar by St. Mark's.
You love that place.
It's dark and close to the train.
Important.
But yeah, I mean, we hung out for a couple of hours, and then I went home.
Oh, I thought...
Get this. He asked me if I'd ever thought about getting an agent.
He did? Oh, Jesus. How do people not know?
Right? I literally said to him, wouldn't you be concerned if I'd gone to college for 4 years for this specifically and graduated not knowing that I should try to get an agent? I kind of laughed at him, but he didn't seem to take it badly. Oh. And also, I met him online. I've never seen those people as real anyway.
Yeah, interesting point. But anyway, so you didn't have sex with him?
Well, I didn't have sex with him.
Sam?
Come on. Don't stop. I need to get my steps in.
Who did you have sex with?
It's not important.
Sam, you didn't. I thought you were done.
I am done.
Obviously not. Shut it down.
I know what I'm doing.
You said that last time.
I was in a different place last time.
Were you?
Look, I'm fine. The sex is great. It's better than it was when we were dating. And if I want to get laid once in a while, so what?
So what? Because you inevitably end up getting too emotionally involved and are devastated when he tries to end this thing that isn't even a thing.
It's not just me. He initiates it too.
Yeah, because he has a penis.
It's not just that. You saw how he acted around me at Chloe's thing the other night.
He's selfish, and he has a penis. That's it. Have you ever seen that movie, He's Just Not That Into You?
Really?
Yes. I'm actually going to make a point here. The movie isn't the best, but the main message of it is that if he's into you, you'll know. You remember how Jennifer Aniston's character really wants to get married and Ben Affleck's character doesn't, but she doesn't realize that until it's way too late, even though she probably knew all along, and now she's stuck waiting until she finally decides to break up with him, and she's better for it.
And they get back together.
What?
They get back together. I saw the movie, Beth Jennifer Aniston's character and Neil Ben Affleck's character end up breaking up, but then her father has a heart attack or something and Neil comes to help and she realizes he's more of a husband to her than her sister's actual husbands are to them, and she says she doesn't need to get married, they get back together, and then he proposes and then they get married.
Wait, really? That's dumb.
So what's your point?
My point is, you're waiting on something that'll never happen.
Well, I'm sorry that I keep going back to the one meaningful relationship I've had. At least I'm getting laid instead of holding out for Bukowski in the fucking park.
You haven't even met him.
I know I don't need to.
You know what? Don't come crying to me when things don't work out.
Oh, come on.
I'll talk to you later.
Seriously? Ben! Can I come over later? Strawberry shortcake, please.
$4.
$4? You know the guy on the east side of the park sells it for $3?
$4.
Really? Fine. It is what it is.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You seem kind of out of it.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, fine. I had this argument with my best friend a few weeks ago. I didn't think it was going to be such a big thing, but we haven't talked, like, at all. I just figured she'd call me.
What was the argument about?
Her ex and some other stuff. Doesn't matter.
Is the friendship worth saving?
Absolutely.
So you call her?
I don't think I should have to.
Life's too short. Let's have her over. Why don't I meet her?
I don't know.
I'd like that. I haven't met any of your friends yet.
It's still early.
So? You met my friends at the bar the other night.
She's different.
Come on, I'll cook.
You don't have to cook.
I'll cook. It really is so nice to finally meet you.
Finally. It's barely been 2 months.
Is that it? Really? Babe, can you believe it's only been 2 months?
I thought it was longer.
it's nice to finally meet you, too. I've heard great things about you.
Really? That surprises me. Even Benny here didn't have great things to say about me at
first. That's not true.
Yes, it is. It's okay. I know I'm not for everybody.
Well, Benny is clearly happy with you now, and that's all that matters, apparently.
More wine?
Always. Can I ask you an honest question, though?
Nice.
Oh, it's fine.
How do you not spend any money in New York?
Not this again.
No, I'm genuinely curious. I'd love to learn how. Ben didn't quite know how to explain it at first.
I'm happy to answer that. First of all, it may be my philosophy, but it's also obviously impossible.
That's what I said.
Just with rent, subway, cell phone, I'm spending over $1,000 a month at least, and that's not including any sort of food. It's expensive. I just think the point is that with dating, you end up spending so much money putting yourself in an environment that makes you comfortable on a date that you don't even really focus on the person. Then why worry about the money you're spending and let that distract you from the conversation you're trying to have?
Interesting.
Like, in a city so rich in culture and community, why would you have to spend money to date?
No, yeah, I got that. You've said that before.
So we've just been trying to have these free, great experiences together. It's been really wonderful.
It sounds wonderful. And I love the idea of it. But isn't that what everybody says about communism? What have you guys been doing together?
Museums, going to the park, coffee shops, libraries, tours of the city.
A few bars. Last night, Ben took me to French Roast.
Huh? From college?
Yeah, it was nice.
So do you mind if I ask you, just to play devil's advocate here, who pays when you go to the bars and the restaurants?
Well, Ben has been. I guess I didn't really think about it.
Okay, well, you have a job, right? And Ben has a job. Doesn't it seem a little hypocritical that you're able to enjoy the experience of dating Ben without spending money, when really it's just Ben who's spending the money?
I never thought about it that way. I figured if he minded, he would tell me.
I don't mind.
You kind of mind.
I really don't.
It is what it is.
Oh my god, you have got to stop saying that.
What?
It is what it is.
You say it too.
Yeah, but when you say it, there's this air of pretentious nonchalant not giving a fuck, and it's exhausting.
I just said it as a way to agree to disagree.
No, you didn't.
Really, Ben, I did.
You're being flat out rude, and I'm tired of it.
Oh my god, calm down. I really just wanted to get Ange's, is it okay if I call you Ange, perspective on this?
Angie,
so I can
Ange,
understand it.
Whatever.
I care.
No, you don't. You don't care about anything. All you do is talk shit about people and their outlook on life or what they're choosing to do with themselves when you're not actually doing anything with yourself. Maybe he doesn't always pay for things and doesn't really realize that his attempt to not spend money in the city is making a dent in my bank account, but maybe I'm willing to overlook it because he's great. Maybe he's actually bringing something positive into my life in this bleak fucking city. We have an opportunity to not just accept everything as it is. You can't just wait for your life to happen to you. You have to try. You have to be open to things.
I am trying.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, Ben.
We have it so easy relative to the rest of the world.
That doesn't mean you should diminish my problems.
Problems? You're still living at home with your mom for free in order to save money. But for what? You hate your job at the restaurant, but you don't want to get a new one because this works for your schedule so you can audition. But you're not auditioning. You're not even really putting yourself out there for auditions. You're still fucking your ex and turning down great opportunities to meet other people because you're still waiting for him to realize he's still in love with you, which he won't. You complain about things not really happening for you, but you don't even try to make anything happen. Your ambivalence is turning into a flat-out apathy, and that is toxic. I know I'm not the best example, but I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be happy, and I want to try new things and meet new people. And I know that not everyone is perfect, but at least I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, and at least I'm going to try, because I do want things, and I'm tired of just sitting here waiting for them to happen while I shit on other people for going out there and giving it a shot. I mean, you do you, but I don't want to do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. Sam.
It is what it is, Ben.
Oh, I'm sorry I came so fast.
It's fine.
Did you come?
No, but I'm fine.
Do you want me to go down on you?
Maybe. Actually, no. I'm good.
Okay.
You want to go to a movie?
A movie?
Yeah, maybe some food first. I'm starving.
What are we doing?
Laying in bed?
No, I mean this.
Fucking?
A movie doesn't sound like just fucking.
I mean, we're friends too. Can't we just hang out?
It's not just hanging out when we show up places together or when we take a vacation to see your friend Dan in upstate or when we talk on the phone for hours.
I mean, we've been having fun.
We're never getting back together, are we?
Oh man, Sammy, we are terrible together.
You keep saying that, but this seems to be working.
See, that's why I hesitated to get involved like this. I thought we were starting to be on the same page.
Are you hooking up with other people?
No, not at the moment, but I'm available and open to it. Aren't you?
No.
You should be.
You know what? You were right. We shouldn't do this anymore. I should have known better.
Come on, this has been fun.
You can't have your cake and eat it too, you know? I can't be your fluffer until you meet someone else.
Where did you get that term?
I'm serious. And I got it from New Girl, okay? Nick tells Jess that he can't be her emotional fluffer anymore because they keep having dates before she goes off to have sex with Dr. Sam because Nick is secretly in love with Jess and it's not fair to him. Whatever. It accurately describes what I've been doing for you.
Well, that's hilarious. I thought you got it from porn.
Really? That's all you have to say?
No. This is disappointing. But you're probably right. Do you want to F one more time?
No. Please don't tell anyone about this.
I figured I could build us a bed frame rather than buy an IKEA. It'll probably last about the same amount of time, and I feel like I need a project.
How about you make your project unpacking all these boxes and bringing them down to recycling?
I'd rather do the bed frame.
I know you would. You're so creative. I just love that about you.
Creative isn't paying the bills.
None of that.
I know, I just feel underappreciated at work.
They don't appreciate you at all. Not like me.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, I gotta get this.
Ignore it.
No, I really have to get this.
Angie. Are we having someone over?
We are. You can't get mad. I have 5 flights of stairs to explain.
Who is it?
It's Sam. Look, we talked. She contacted me a couple of weeks ago. We met up, and she apologized. She loves you so much, Ben. She's really sorry, and she just wants to talk.
I don't want to talk to her.
She's moving. Like, moving, across the country. And she just wants to talk to you before she goes.
When did you see her?
Remember when I said I was trying that Pilates class? Well, I didn't go. And you should have known that. Pilates is not for me.
What did she say? Did she fucking apologize to you?
Just talk to her.
Don't think you're getting off easy for this.
Okay, well, I'm off to Pilates. Love you, babe.
He's really great, you know?
I do know that.
This is a great apartment.
Thanks. Craigslist.
It's a great part of Brooklyn.
It's far.
Thank you for letting me come here.
I mean, I didn't.
It's great to see you. I'm really glad that Angelo answered my call. I brought you wine for the house.
Well, you learned one thing from him. You didn't spend any money on the wine.
Well, thank you for not kicking me out. I'm going to make this as brief as possible. I know you guys have a lot of unpacking to do.
We do, but you're here now with your Ernest and Julio ghetto, so what?
You are my best friend. Even though we haven't been talking for a few months, I still think about you all the time. Not walking the 3 blocks to your apartment every day has been really tough for me. I'm gonna be honest. I was really mad at you after that night. Obviously, I deserved a lot of what you said, and I'm so ashamed that I tried to instigate a fight with Angie to make a point. That was really low, but I was so angry because ultimately you were right. It took me a couple of months after that to really see it, but you were. I was, and hopefully not so much now, a shitty person. You were right about me. You were right about me not going after anything and just making excuse after excuse. I don't know when I became so afraid to want things for myself. Something happened after college or during, I guess, where I stopped actually wanting things and I just felt stuck. And instead of acknowledging that I wasn't happy with things and doing something about it, I adopted this kind of, it is what it is, I don't care about anything attitude. And got mad at everyone else for actually moving forward in their lives. Growing up is really fucking hard. And I can't shy away from that anymore. And I can't apologize for thinking that a lot of it sucks. But I let myself get to a dark, cynical place that ruined a lot of good in my life. I'm almost done. I just want to say that I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for taking your friendship for granted and for not supporting good things for you and for purposefully trying to mess things up for you. And mostly, I'm so happy that you found Angelo. And I hope that you'll forgive me. For the record, I am no longer sleeping with him.
That's good. Have you been seeing a therapist?
I have. Why? Does it sound doctored? Because I've rehearsed this a lot.
Why are you moving?
Because it's the first thing that has excited me in a really long time. The first thing I've really wanted in a long time.
Is your mom sad?
A little. But she's happy for me. I'm not expecting everything to be different overnight. Like, that saying, no matter where you go, there you are.
You are all about the saying.
It is what it is.
No!
I am what I am.
Please stop!
Also, I spent $14.99 on that bottle, just so you know.
I love you.
I love you.
It Is What It Is was recorded in its entirety on January 29 in San Diego, California, featuring Rin Ayler Sheldon, Francis Girk, Anthony Methvin, Blaine Vidros, and Tom Zohar. It was written by Lily Wariner and directed by Leisha Brown. Sound engineering by Leisha Brown. Sound design by Liz Regan. Sound editing by Liz Regan. Play development by Jonathan Smith. Artwork by Andrew Singer. The DTC Radio theme was written by Spencer Robelin. It Is What It Is was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Gengenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you